Yes, it's Ollie Peart, just gone 7:45, sitting in for Katie Martin this morning on BBC Radio Solent. I've got some Ed Sheeran for you on the way very shortly. First, though, Southampton residents are being asked to share what they like and dislike about their streets for a community film project. The social enterprise group We Make Southampton has launched a research project aiming to tell the stories of Southampton's streets and neighbourhoods through films made from residents' perspectives. Claudia Merg joins me now. Good morning, Claudia. How are you doing?
Hello, a very good morning to you, Ollie, and thank you for having me on the programme.
Yeah, no, not at all. So tell me a bit more about this project then.
Well, the project itself actually came about initially because it started forming in my mind a few years back, because I learned to drive a bus.
Wow.
In 2017.
Hang on. I do want to hear about the film project, but I also just want, what drove you to learn how to drive a bus?
Well, I wanted to set up We Make Southampton as a community media company. As you know, I am a journalist and filmmaker myself. And what I realize is that people in Southampton don't really travel much from one place to another. So I thought, being an old-fashioned journalist myself, I thought I need to go to people myself. And I was wondering, could I organize film screenings in different parts of the city? So I suddenly thought that I need a vehicle to get me there. And one morning I looked at eBay and I thought, can I get a bus? And then I've been incredibly lucky to be sponsored by First Bus. And now I've got a single decker that is converted into an office, which I occasionally drive to areas where it's possible to drive a bus. But basically, the point is that the learning to drive the bus made me acutely aware of everyone else on the road. This was back in 2017. Mm. And then in 2018, Southampton City Council was actually launching the project Connected 2040, Transport for Southampton. And I was very impressed by some of their plans. However, as a mum of a young child and as a bus driver and a car driver and a pedestrian, I was wondering whether our needs are inclusively looked after. Because, you know, most of the time, Ollie, I'm sure this happens for you and your colleagues and every one of us, we go on the street and we don't really think that much about other people. We just want to go from A to B. Mm. But actually, when you experience different forms of transport or you have different needs, then you become a lot more aware of how inclusive our streets are.
So this project then is looking at sort of almost the logistics of a street then, is it? Sort of like the infrastructure that exists there. So it's not like you're not looking for somebody like you likes a, I don't know, sort of the ambience of a particular street or I don't know. It's not like we ask people about how they feel about their high streets and the choice of shops. You're actually thinking about the street furniture, their access to public transport and all of that kind of stuff. Is that what you're focusing on?
Yes, what I'm focusing on is basically the experience of being on the street on journeys. It's about the journeys, how we experience them and how they impact on our well-being, whether it's physical, psychological, other needs. So that is the focus, is basically capturing the experience of the streets, as opposed to just thinking, yeah, I like my street because it's got trees, or, you know, the city council has just paved and the potholes and made it brand new. So there are four compelling reasons for this project, Ollie. One is road casualties. Two is obesity in Southampton. Three is isolation. And four is climate change. And if you think about it, they all have in common the need for us to have streets that support and reflect the needs of local residents. So, just to give you an example relating to isolation, everyone knows we've got a significant problem in the UK, but in Southampton as well. Whenever I go back to Romania, to my hometown in Transylvania, I notice that most of the streets have lots of benches. So people who are elderly or with different needs, they can come out of the house and rest and see the world go by. Now, in Southampton, the benches, for example, that we've got are mainly in public realm places, as the the transport strategy calls these places, public realm spaces, and in parks. But generally, it's very difficult to come out of the house for a walk if you are somewhere like in Beaton Road West or other places.
You've mentioned some really big, difficult issues there. So you mentioned obesity, you mentioned climate change and those kinds of things. I mean, how do you hope that this project and what you're doing will actually assist with that? You know, when you're talking about changing, infrastructure and the streets and that kind of thing, how are they going to help with those big, you know, huge issues that we've struggled with for decades now?
Well, my project, this particular project, is just the start. As you are aware, Ollie, we Make Southampton is working in partnership with a Future Cities Hub at the University of Southampton. And this is where my hope lies, that actually the project itself is going to establish a platform for public conversation, to start getting the public involved in a different way. You know, a lot of people, generally we hear so much, and especially us as journalists, we hear so many people complain about this, that, and the other. But my take is that if we want change to happen, we also have to get involved. I mean, you know, the city council does a lot of public consultation, as you know. For example, in January, they will have consultations in Woolston about active travel zones and so on. But it's up to us as citizens to say, look, I've got some information that might help you make better, more inclusive decisions, or, you know, we can speak up for our needs. So, yes, the project itself is at this stage a small project. It had received funding from the public engagement with research unit from the University of Southampton. We also received additional funding from Social Care in Action, which is one of our larger enterprises, which offers transport. They've got a good point of view. Of course, we've got the support of First Bus, which sponsors my mobile office, and they've got a prime view of what happens on the road. So I see this project just as a start for the conversation. What I'm hoping to have by December 2022 is basically some short films. It could be 10 short films or maybe fewer of them from the perspective of different types of road users. So, you know, in my head, the opening sequence is having, you know, these people dressed in judges, for example, you know, so we've got the parent with a pram and a school child. We've got someone who is in a wheelchair. We've got someone with a driver, a car driver, a bus driver, you know, someone who has other special needs.
You're looking for lots of people to get involved in this, aren't you? And anyone that would like to get involved in this project or with the films, they should visit. It's wemakesouthampton.co.uk. That's right, isn't it? You've got all the details there.
We've got a page that is dedicated. Is hashtag street number 4me on our website.
Great. And the closing date for that, 30th of January, I believe. That is
30th of January. So I'm hoping we people will get in touch and, you know, we'll get this started. And then, of course, Ollie, if that's OK with you, we'll keep you updated as we go along.
We would love to hear that. I'd also love to hear more details about your bus driving skills as well. So make sure you, because I just love that. Thank you so much for talking to us, Claudia. That's Claudia Merch. She's the managing director of We Make Southampton. So if you want to get involved in that, wemakesouthampton.co.uk, looking for contributors there. For the films that she wants to make. And really fascinating, isn't it? Can tackle those issues, just dealing with maybe, you know, infrastructure that you have in your street. It's not really something I've ever thought about before. Got your news on the way very shortly at 8 o'clock. First, though, should we have some Ed Sheeran?